Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
From the zone, yes, the Teddy Bear on a magnificent Thursday afternoon. Happy 2017. Yeah, we've made it. It's a beautiful thing. Returning from my interplanetary travels back here to the zone. And before I begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Maddie Noise. Thank you so much, my love, for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, purchase her new EP, first debut EP, of course, Noise Complaint, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who are a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, singer, songwriter, model, and also to add to her many credentials, a radio host, Satoria, new hit single, Say My Name, Lord Have Mercy, from her upcoming debut EP, will be coming out soon, of course, from the head title. So without further ado, on behalf, of course, The Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome back to LOTL Radio, the incredible, intoxicating, yes, Lord, Satoria, my queen. How have you been doing? Hello, Satoria.
I am here.
There
and I feel
are.
Great. Hey. Thank you for inviting me back. Oh, I'm awesome.
It's been a minute. The last time I had you on, Shorty was just released.
Wow.
Last time you were on, yeah, it's been a minute. You've been
a busy minute. I know. And your voice gets sexier and sexier every time I hear you.
Oh my
goodness.
So
I had to put that out there first. I'm so sorry.
It's quite all right. Well, you know what? I want to thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule, you know, joining us from Chocolate City, because I know things can get quite hectic.
Yeah, they can.
Yes, Lord. You know what I want? First and foremost, I want to congratulate you on a wonderful new single, long overdue. I've been waiting for an EP or an album. I've been bugging you about this since the last time that I had you on the show. So that's finally coming to fruition. But I wanted to ask you, you've actually been through a lot of different things, experienced a lot of different things in your life, you know, working on this new project. And I wanted you to kind of touch upon to the listeners and let them know the meaning of being able to persevere, no matter what you've been going through, what you've experienced. How has music helped you as far as therapy to make you stronger and also to make you a better person?
Well, you said it right there. Music is therapy. And what I do is I take my feelings and I put them on paper first. I started writing music when I was a teenager, and I started out writing poetry. So I would write down my feelings because sometimes I felt that no one could understand what I'm dealing with, and my mom couldn't understand it, and my friends wouldn't understand me. So I would just, start out with a journal, and then I started to, turn those thoughts and those feelings into poetry. And so that became my therapy. So the way I kind of persevered through this whole thing is I'm always continuing to keep up that journal and that diary, and I turn it into poetry, and I give it to you guys. I always remember, why I'm doing this, and I do it because it's a part of my DNA. I just can't help it.
Right,
I can't help
absolutely.
It. So, yeah. So in order to help me get through the day or through, you know, different situations or situationships, you know, I write.
Now, I must admit, I didn't get an opportunity to say this the last time that you were on the show. And I said, you know what? My feeling was at the time, and I'm going to be honest, that's the only way I can be. I didn't really think that you were really serious about your music. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because you were doing so many different things. And I think a lot of times we spread ourselves so thin, we kind of lose somewhat kind of a perspective as far as what we truly love to do, because we're trying to build our brand. We're trying to reach so many different demographics of our career. And then when I had an opportunity to sit back and really listen to the new single, I said, you know what? She is serious. She really wants to see this music go to the next level. How do you feel about that?
Well, actually, I did release a single before this one, Spell
right.
on Me. So this was my second single that I released in the year 2016. I released
right.
Spell on Me at the beginning of the year, and then I released Say My Name at the end of the year. What I do is everything that I do, the modeling, the radio hosting, music, they all tie in together, actually.
Okay.
You know, and the way that I do it is, as far as the modeling, that's just a part of me. Modeling fell in my lap.
Okay.
It actually fell in my lap,
okay.
And I thought that it was a great fit because, you know, it's the magazine that I model for, Smooches Magazine, they actually advocate for curvy women. I'm a curvy woman. So that was easy, you know, taking pictures and advocating for curvy women because that's a part of who I am. But at the same
right.
time, when I joined Smooches, they had a music project going on as well. So I had
right.
the opportunity to work with Herb Middleton on my music, and I actually did a theme song for Smooches, you know, celebrating the curvy woman. It's called
right.
Take a Picture. So
okay.
that's how the music kind of ties into the modeling thing. And as far as radio hosting, my show is we advocate for indie artists in music, fashion, and film. So, you know, once again, I get the opportunity to showcase my talent and also to advocate for others to bring them on board. And I speak about being an independent artist and, you know, give them tips and the things that I've learned along my journey, as well as, you know, continue to advocate for the curvy woman at the same time. So although I have these different things that are going on, they all tie in together. And I also think, I'm like, you know what, we have mega stars out there who are doing it. So why can't I? You know, at
Absolutely.
The same time, I'm grooming myself to be just as great as they are. If they can do it, and that this is what you have to be flexible, you have to be very diverse. You know, you have to be able to do all of these things and manage all of these things and be great at the same time, so it can be done. So if they're
Absolutely.
Doing it, I'm doing exactly
Absolutely.
What they're doing, but on the
Absolutely.
Independent artist level.
Right. I guess my only apprehension with everything was at the time, as you said, you know, it's a lot of people that are on the outside looking in. They really don't understand or comprehend how difficult it is to be an independent
yeah.
artist, because you have complete creative control of your brand, and you don't have the machine like other artists that are signed to a major label to help promote them or give them different avenues to pursue, as you say, modeling, being a radio host, also doing the music, maybe doing some television, maybe doing some big screen movies.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different thing. But at the same time, it makes you even more hungrier because you've already set goals for yourself. For you,
right.
music, I've always known, like I said, the talent has always been there. You have an extremely beautiful voice, very beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And I said, I just wanted to see you use it and flourish with it, and I'm so happy and so proud of you with this new single. Now, I can't even imagine what the debut EP is going to be like. Can you give us a
yeah.
tidbit as far as what the sound is? Where are you bringing the sound from as far as what was the process in the studio working on the EP?
Well, the sound, you know, when I did Spell on Me, it's because of the tone of the song is very jazzy, blues, laid back, very grown and sexy. And, you know, while I did that song, we were recording that song, I said, you know what, this is who I am. Because as an artist, you're always, you know, you're always figuring it out. You know, as an independent artist, you're always, you know, you do certain things and, you know, this feels good and that feels good, but you really have to narrow it down to who are you as an artist, because you have to narrow it down. While doing that song, I felt very grown and sexy, you know, and I said, you know what, this is the place where I need to be. So I want the EP to reflect that. You're gonna see and feel different pieces of me, but at the same time, it goes back to this grown and sexy woman. So the title of the EP will be Say My Name, because that is the direction where I want to go, as far as, you know, I'm a new independent artist. Well, I've been grinding for many, many years, but as I put this EP out, people will feel, oh, she's a new artist. So, okay, I'm a new artist, and I want you to say my name. When you think of that independent grown woman, I want you to say my name. When you think of that model, I want you to say my name. I want young women to look at me and, you know, and feel the same way, that sense of empowerment, that, you know, hey, you know, I am every woman, right? Because I am that confident. And I want you to say my name with it. So you have to bring that confidence, and you have to know that it is there in you, because as an independent artist, you know, you have to believe, well, as an artist, period, you have to believe in yourself first, right?
Absolutely.
But you have
to
really bring it. You have to really bring it when you're independent, because you don't have that machine behind you that's going to push you. So you have to push yourself. So to answer that question.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, my thing is, how have you been able, you're so busy, and you have your toes in so many different facets as far as entertainment is concerned. How have you managed to maintain a balance in your career and also your personal life? Because when you're doing so many things, it can be somewhat challenging to maintain a balance in someone's life.
It's a balance. Cause I'm also a single mom. You know, like I said, music is a part of who I am. I'm never going to stop that. Every day I pray on it. I pray on it. And I have to always constantly just remind myself and to keep myself around good people. But, you know, you have to just really lay everything out and say, okay, you know what, if this is what I want to do, if this is my main focus, you know, I have to just still make sure that everything still ties into that main focus. No matter what I do, it has to tie into the music. Like I said, the modeling, it ties in there. You know, the radio host, it ties into there. You know, being a mom, being me, I am the music, so we're all connected together. But you just have to make sure whatever you do, it has to be connected. You know, I can't go out and say, okay, you know, I'm doing these things, but at the same time, I want to open something that's totally, you know, off the scale. But I think the thing is to just basically make sure that whatever you do, everything is connected or tied together somehow. Because I want it to always come back to the music. And as being an independent artist, you know, you have to put yourself out there. So I'm like, okay, maybe someone would not hear my music first. Maybe they would see me in a magazine first. But that's going to tie right back to the music, because guess what? In that magazine, it's going to have my website. It's going to say, hey, you know, she is an R&B artist and everything else that she does. You may not hear my music first. You may hear me on the radio first introducing another artist. But guess what? At the end of that radio show, you're going to hear, hey, follow me on Satoria.net. You know, you can also hear my music on such and such and such and such. So, you know, those are different avenues to bring it all back to the music.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, it is a business, and it's about a brand and being able to expand your brand globally. London, the UK, United Kingdom, Australia, even China, Japan, they have always had a love affair with R&B music, jazz, you name it. What is your feeling as far as making sure you at least have an opportunity, maybe in the new year, to possibly venture out to those venues and do some live performances?
Well, I've actually been in communication with a promoter, with Soul Central Magazine. We have been going back and forth on me coming over to the UK. That's something that we were discussing last year. Still in the works. It's still in the works. The project, it got pushed back. But, you know, I always look at the glass half full and turn those that lemon into a lemonade. And
right.
At the time that they, you know, I was originally supposed to go over there, I didn't have everything that I really, really needed to go. The opportunity was just there. So I was just going to take it regardless, right? But when it got pushed back, my first thought was like, dang, I really wanted to go. I was looking forward to it. But then I said, you know what, girl, this gives you time to finish that EP. So when you do go over there, you have much more to offer. I am definitely looking forward to traveling abroad. Right now, you know, my music is being played in South Africa. It's being played in the UK. It's being played in Australia, you know. So those are the places where, you know, I would like to venture because, you know, I'm building something there. So it only makes sense for me to actually make an appearance. So those things are definitely in the works, and I continue to network with different people from different countries, because that's one of my biggest goals, is to actually branch out of the U.S.
Right.
And become global.
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's, I mean, as far as having success, I mean, where your brand has to be, it has to reach globally. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this afternoon by the incredible Satoria. Lord have mercy. Curvy and beautiful is definitely a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of curvy and beautiful, I want to kind of rewind a little bit. Having that level of empowerment and positive vibe, because you have a lot of women in the industry or not even involved in, just in everyday working class women, who feel if they are built a certain way, they're not taken seriously. Or if they don't look like a quote-unquote model where they're wearing a size, what, 3.5, would look like they need a couple of sandwiches and they're not hungry, so to speak. How do you get these, you get the different Twitter followers and they're saying a lot of positive things and they revere what you're doing. What is that like for you to know that you have that kind of love, that kind of support from young ladies that really truly look up to what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, it's about daggone time. Well, you know, the thing is, the curvy community is hot right now.
Yes,
you
it
know,
is.
I think we have finally come around to realize that the curvy is the, it's not the new sexy. Curvy is the original sexy, okay? So I think I love it now that we are embracing that, and that's allowing even the younger generation to embrace themselves. It's all about positive body image and just being who you are and being happy with who you are.
Right.
You can be a size 2. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, but you can be a size 22 and be just as fabulous.
Lord.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited that the curvy diva, you know, we have now arrived, even though we've been here, you know, we've now arrived. And it's a huge market for that right now. Huge. Huge. I mean, we're on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Right.
We're on the cover of Ebony, you know, as sex symbols. You know, people are really embracing it. I mean, I think it's just a wonderful time right now. And I you know, I'm coming into this thing right on time.
Yes, Lord.
Because,
it's a beautiful
thing. Because I know, like, years ago, you know, I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel that way years ago. So now that things have really picked up, and when I joined Smooches, the Smooches movement, and you can, you know, actually check the website out for Smooches at smoocheswoman.com.
Okay.
It has helped me to not only build up my self-esteem, not that I had low self-esteem, but it made me become even more, you know, outward with what I have, but I'm also able to foster that into other young women, to let them know, you know what, at one point of time, I felt that I was not, you know, pretty enough. I felt that I wasn't thin enough, you know, to be competitive out here, or to even just be known as a woman who's beautiful. But
right.
I've learned to really, really love myself and to embrace others and bring them along as well. I just want them to be, you know, happy in their own skin.
Absolutely. You know, I know a lot of listeners out there are actually surprised to hear you say that, because people really don't truly know or understand, you know, what's going on behind the closed doors. They see the outside appearance as far as the glamour and the glitz and being in different venues, but they don't know what people deal with behind closed doors. I've had the pleasure of dealing with and speaking, conversing with a lot of different female artists, and they've said the same thing to me and privately, is that, you know, the industry wants you to look a particular way. It's not predicated on your talent, what you bring. They're looking for a look. I know for a long time, Vesta Williams, God rest her soul, she had to deal with that. And she was an incredible, incredible vocalist. For you, you know, I've always said the adage, you know, if it ain't curvy and thick, the teddy bear don't want it. Lord have mercy. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. For you, on the outside looking, people, wait a minute. You're highly intelligent. You're exquisite looking. People would be relatively shocked and surprised that at one particular point in time in your life that you were feeling that way. What got you to the point where you started feeling comfortable in your own skin?
I think over time you just, well, for me, like I said, when I joined Smooches, that definitely helped. You know, I was already on the verge of saying, you know what, I mean, I'm not going to continue to beat myself up over this, you know. I am who I am, and I have to embrace it. I'm not going to go out and hurt myself, try to make myself look like someone else who someone else may feel that they're attractive. It's something that's really, really deep inside, and you have to look inside of you to say, you know what, I'm fabulous in you know, it doesn't make a difference what size I am. I'm fabulous the way I am. And it's something that you have to really, really, it's something that is very personal. It's very personal. No one can give it to you. I mean, people can tell you all day long you're fabulous and you're beautiful, but if you don't feel it yourself, then you're not gonna be that. So
absolutely.
You have to really, really, you have to really dig deep and say, you know what, I am comfortable in my own skin. And guess what? If I don't like it that much, change it. Maybe I need to, you know, change my eating habits or work out more or do whatever I need to do to make myself feel better. But don't ever do it because of somebody else. Don't ever do it because someone else says that you are less than. You know, you have to do what makes you happy for you. If you are happy being a size 12, 14, whatever, you be that fabulous 12, size 12, 14. If you're happy being a size 6, be that size 6. Because I know a lot of girls who are smaller who want to be thicker.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of chicks out there going down to the DR to get what I have naturally, okay? So they want it. They want it. Y'all stop playing. Y'all know y'all want it. So, you know, just embrace who you are. Embrace who you are.
You know, it's funny that you say that, and I'm dating myself a little bit, but that's all right. I remember when the movie 10 first came out with Dudley Moore, and I can't remember the actress name, and that was the first time I'd seen an Anglo-Saxon woman wearing braids in our hair. And I've always found it, Bo Derek, I've always found it amusing that everything that women have, as far as ebony women have, that come naturally, you have other cultures that will go out of their way to try to take or enhance what we have already naturally. And I think that is definitely a beautiful thing. It speaks in volumes to, like you said, having self-love and self-worth about yourself. And man, I'm so sincerely proud of you. Now, the new single, Say My Name. I have no problem saying that so many times. Yes, Lord.
Cool.
Say My Name. Satoria.
All right.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What has you most proud of the new single? What just really just gets you and say, you know, I'm really proud of the work that I put in the studio working on the new single?
You know what, I had to I did something different. As you can see, you know, as I'm continuing to bring out music to you guys are beginning to continue to know who I am, the different talents that I have, and I want to showcase everything. I want to give you guys every single thing. So a lot of people did not know that, you know, I started out, you know, writing poetry, and I grew up in the whole, you know, hip-hop era, you know, where true hip hop when, you know, when New York brought it down, not before it went to the West Coast. But, you
right.
know, so, yeah, I mean, hey, you know, keeping it real. So that's what I grew up. After writing poetry, I turned it into hip hop first. Because
okay.
at that time, I didn't even, I still didn't connect in my brain that, oh, this can go to, you know, I can put it to a piano and make it something, you know, make it very, very pretty. I was just trying to do my whole, you know, I was doing the Salt and Pepper thing. I wanted to be like Salt and Pepper and Queen Latifah, you know.
Right.
And so,
okay.
yeah, so it started out with hip hop. It started out with hip hop, and that's something that, you know, I took a chance on. I'm like, okay, this song is so pretty, and it's very, you know, it's very melodic and sexy. And I'm like, you know what? Let me throw a little bit of hip hop on there and see what it do. And so when I did that, I was a little nervous because I was kind of mixing the two. But I'm like, you know what, Satoria, this is who you are. So I'm just gonna put it out there and. Let's just see how it goes. And when we connected the two together, I'm like, this is kind of cool. I like it,
yeah, so.
And let's just roll with it. So I'm proud that, you know, you guys are seeing another part of me. You know, you hear Shorty where, you know, you kind of hear, like, the go-go thing going on. But even in Shorty, if you really, really listen to it, I'm kind of – some people may pick it up. They're like, you, like, sing rapping. I'm like, yeah, a little bit, you know. But with when I took it to Spell on Me, that was more of a blues type of feel. And they were like, okay, she can do blues. And so now you have – we're kind of going back to the R&B – but it has a little hip hop to it, so it's like, wow, she's, you know, showing how, you know, versatile she can be. But you're still staying in your lane, but it's still like, oh, that's just a little bit of something over there. Okay, so I wonder what the next song is gonna be. I wonder what she's gonna do there. How she's gonna flip it there. So that's something that I'm really excited about for people to learn.
Well, you know, listeners, please be advised. I promise you. As soon as the next single is released from the upcoming debut EP, the teddy bear will definitely debut it here first, and we will definitely have this exquisite woman back on. So without further ado, let's get into it. The new hit single from the incredible Satoria, of course, Say My Name, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
6 o'clock p.m., message in my DM. You said you just got out of work. You really want to slide through. And I know I want to see you. Damn right. Take it on, boy. Show us the ladder to the ceiling. Pandora set to Joe to see. Boy, you gotta hit the fast lane. Cause my body's in a frenzy. Shame.
a new hit single from the captivating Satoria, Say My Name, available on iTunes, Amazon, and also you can stop by Satoria's official website to purchase the new hit single. That's at Satoria.net. You can also catch up with her on Facebook and Instagram. That's facebook.com/Satoria1. Also on Instagram at Instagram.com/Satoria. And last but not least, on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/Satoria, the vocalist. Lord have mercy. Say my name anytime, any way I possibly can. It's definitely a beautiful thing. My queen, I want to thank you so very much for joining us. You know, it's a, you know, this is your home. The teddy bear loves you to death and respects you to a whole nother level. And I'm so proud of your perseverance. I really, really, truly am.
Thank you so much once again for inviting me onto the show. Thank you for always supporting my projects. You know, thank you for supporting indie artists. You know, that's just a wonderful thing. And God bless you, teddy bear.
Oh, thank you, my love. Oh, real funny story to all the listeners. I was actually I was actually out of the country, and I had my phone, my instant messenger on Facebook, and my phone started going off, and who was it? Satoria. She said, I got something for you. I said, oh, really? I said, okay. I said, okay. I feel like Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And I said, okay, yes. We got some new music. It's definitely a beautiful thing. So I'll be waiting for that instant messenger when the new EP comes out. But again, I want to thank you so much. And you have definitely been an inspiration for a lot of people out there as far as your perseverance, your due diligence to spread and promote not only your brand, but a lot of positivity. And that is so difficult and can be very challenging in today's music industry. And I want you to have nothing but continued success. Okay.
Thank you so much. And I will check you the next time I'm in Texas.
Please do. Hey, dinner's on me, lunch or whatever. It's on me. Just let me know.
That's right.
Thank you, my love. The incredible Satoria here in the zone of LOTO Radio. While I got you here, like Linus's blanket, all safe and sound, cuddly and warm on a fantastic Thursday afternoon. Is it okay if we kind of step back in time to some classic Satoria with Shorty, Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Excuse me, bartender. My next set starts in about 5 minutes, so can I get a Hennessy and Coke? Thank you.
head straight down to your features picture. Me over you and you all over me, Shawty. But if you gotta let it down, stay, cause I just ain't the type of chick to eat and left on the plate. But if not, everything is everything and you'll see. And don't you worry about the thing, cause the chick is on me. So what up? Come on, Shawty, let me holler at you. Now tell me, can it be if you want me? Oh, Shawty, let me hop at you. That's the way I'm trying to make it be. If that's all right now, hey, can I move my baby?
Lord have mercy, the king of punk funk, the late great Rick James, blew my mind 69 times. It's a beautiful thing here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, of course, Satoria with Shorty. Definitely a beautiful thing. My goodness. Hey, speaking of a beautiful thing, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by our official website at www.lotothecomfortzone.com. Also, while you're there perusing, be sure to tune in and tune out all the negativity with 24-hour nonstop live streaming music. Hey, I've seen the need. We're here to fulfill those needs. And also, if you need some more pertinent information, hey, follow me across the Yellow Brick Road, the Twitter. Yeah, you can get your with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. Also, Instagram. Yeah, we're there on the graphs. At instagram.com/LOTO. The Comfort Zone, last but certainly not least. Yeah, we're doing some Facebooking. That's what we do. Yes, Lord. Facebook.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. Yes, Lord. And speaking of comfort, very talented artist that I had the pleasure on having on yesterday. Young and so super talented, Matty Noise. Yes, Lord. Debut EP, Noise Complete, with her hit single from that EP. Yes, Lord, in my mind, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I know I messed it up with every other guy. I swear you're different and this time I'm gonna try. We can start fresh if you just let go of the past, yeah. I don't get it cause I don't judge you like that, yeah. Can't just love me in pieces, gotta love it all, yeah. You try to make me feel like being human's wrong. You got a lot to say about me and my thoughts, where I don't get it cause I don't judge you like that, yeah. Got me running other places in my mind.
the definition of a real woman. I can be all the man you need. Oh, but there's just one thing that I'm really trying to cope with. And girl, I want you to know that you need me now. God, I'm with you. God, freeze up. Look what you do to me. Beauty's got me out, out, out. I'm going crazy.
Girl, you got me speechless. Speechless. Speechless.
Speechless.
Speechless. Speechless, babe.
So, baby,
patience,
cause I need time to think about what I'm gonna say to you. Because the next time that we meet, I wanna be so prepared. Girl, I got a problem and I just gotta get over it. What you do to me? Your beauty's got me all up. 'Cause girl, you got me speechless, speechless. Oh, you got me speechless,
speechless.
Baby, I'ma do my best to get close to you. Should've found me one for me, yeah. The one I'm not gonna lose.
Every time I'm with you, I freeze up, girl.
Martin Luther McCoy, Sarah Smile, from his Evermore CD for the younger listeners out there. Love is the hero. And before that, Marcus Houston, You Always Leave the Teddy Bear, very speechless, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And I know tomorrow is TGIF now, but it's not TGIF, it's Teddy Bear Friday. Yes, Lord. Won't you join the Teddy Bear? Yes, Lord. Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm doing an earlier show. My program director just looked and notated me. See what happens when you kind of flip the script a little bit. So my faux pas. 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central for those on the West Coast. 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we welcome the incredible super vocalist, Miss Yolanda Raybone. Yes, Lord, as we debut her new self-titled album. Again, that's 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Man, it's been a wonderful, 3 days back on the air, 2017. So much is given, so much to receive. It's definitely a beautiful thing. I want to thank all the many listeners and supporters out there. Without you, there is no zone, and there's definitely no teddy bear. Special thank you, of course, to the captivating Satoria. Thank you so much, lovely one. Family, be sure to purchase a new hit single, Say My Name, available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and also available at her official website. That's at Satoria.net. And also, super talented Maddie Knowles. Be sure to pick up her new EP, debut EP, Knowles Complaint. Well, at that time, family, you say, well, where are you going, Teddy Bear? Hey. Yes, headed back to the atmosphere, galactic traveling, interplanetary music. But no need to fear while I'm gone. Make sure you tune in to LOTO, the Comfort Zone official website. We got 24-hour nonstop live streaming music, so no need to fear. The Teddy Bear will be back tomorrow night. But in the meantime, we're going to do this a little bit. We're going to do it a little bit earlier. We know, hey, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Yes, Lord, and the Teddy Bear is everyone's Valentine. Love it. Chocolate kisses and caramel dreams is definitely a beautiful thing. So we're going to close it with the legendary Mr. Michael Henderson with Valentine Love here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.